Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 30th, Thankful Tuesday. I am so excited to be reading Romans with you today. We're reminded of peace and joy that comes through Jesus Christ, and that is something to be thankful for. As we read through the passage, I want you to be aware of characteristics of the Lord that you can give thanks for, and also perhaps that the Lord today would give us a deep sense of thankfulness for who He is and for what He has done for us in the most ordinary of moments. Romans chapter 5 in the NIV. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life. Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned, for before the law was given, sin was in the world. But sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. But the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if, by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through the one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of the one man the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man the many will be made righteous. The law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Two things I want to point out today. Have you ever heard of the Roman road to salvation? If not, you should Google it. So Romans 3:23 is on it, and also Romans 5:8 is on this road, per se, this walking through the book of Romans that teaches us the message of salvation. Romans 5:8 says this, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not because we are godly did Jesus Christ die. He died for us, sinful humanity, so that through his life, death, and resurrection, we might be reconciled to God." The second thing that stood out to me was talking about peace that we have with God because of Jesus Christ. My youngest May is in a scaredy cat stage. She doesn't want to go upstairs alone. She doesn't want to sleep alone. She wants my presence with her. She wants me to walk upstairs with her or lie down with her. My presence or Wayne's presence or maybe even her sister or brother's presence brings peace. When we are with her, she can face the unknown. Now, on a grand level, this is what Jesus is saying. He lives with us. He gives us grace. And in him, we can see God's glory. We can have peace knowing that he is with us. No more striving. He has overcome. And because he has overcome, his presence brings us peace. I'd like to talk more about that, but we need to move on because it is Thankful Tuesday. And as I asked you at the beginning to be thinking about things about God that we're thankful for and also for ordinary moments that God gives us to be grateful. And so today I want to encourage you to practice saying aloud to a friend or maybe at the dinner table or maybe even to someone in a store what you are thankful to God for. Ponder anew how God has sustained you along your journey. And as you are grateful, I want you to think about how gratitude comes along with a posture of contentment. I read somewhere that gratitude safeguards us against the relentless hunger for more. Will you pray with me? Father God, we are so thankful for your word. We're thankful that while we were still sinners, you died for us. And because when we see Jesus Christ face to face and we believe in him through the testimony of the apostles that we read in your word, we know that we can have peace because he has given us grace. And in him, we see God's glory. We are grateful today, Lord, for your character. You are good. You are our restorer. You are our reconciler. We were your enemies and you fought to make us your friend. We thank you, Lord, for a person, someone today that we see in the ordinary of life. We thank you for a place. We thank you for something. And we ask, Lord, that you would make us content and that throughout the day you would bring back thoughts of gratitude so that we might safeguard against the relentless hunger for more. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for Romans reminding us of the gospel that we receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of his righteousness through you, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.